This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There we go. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How's it going?
Hello.
Hello.
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Already Thursday.
Yeah.
Kind of exciting.
Heck yeah.
I know. And time's just speeding by.
1 week from today.
I know. We'll be doing our live show.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be the morning after. There will be some people in some very bad shape. Although maybe everyone will use the water method. Use that. And no one will be hungover. And all the people who come to our secret show the night before will get up at 6 in the morning and come to our live show.
Yeah. Well, I'll be there, so.
Why are you wasting breath like that?
You know, wishful thinking. I'm the queen of it.
The queen of
wishful thinking.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not.
Well, you know, in the morning, as dawn breaks on Thursday, June 27th, we'll be getting up out of our posh hotel rooms at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa.
It is nice there.
Oh, really
every
nice.
Morning, John's like, we're going to go. And then he talks
so
to Ella because Ella loves that place so much.
Ella, did you tell Ella where we're going? Did you tell her?
Well, did you?
This is at 3 in the morning? Are you
yes.
kidding me?
Yeah. No, I kid you not, Vincent. I don't
care. It's so nice that you have someone to like get up with and talk to in the morning.
Oh, yeah, he came in and got in bed with me this morning.
Aww.
Like, all right, I guess I'll
Cute.
Get up. Well, you know, he has to take her out, so. They go and walk the neighborhood.
She's on your schedule.
Yes, she is. Mm-hmm.
So we'll be getting up bright and early.
He takes her out at 3 in the morning
mm-hmm.
every day?
Oh.
Every day.
And then gets back into bed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
my
then tells
God.
Her, depending on his schedule, this morning he goes, they get back in bed and Ella's all licking him. And he's like, okay, we get to sleep until 9 a.m. this morning.
9 a.m.?
Which,
oh
which you know he's not going to. But
right now.
I have not slept till 9 a.m. in years.
Oh, dude.
If I could sleep
I feel bad for you guys. Like, sleeping in is just
I was stoked
so
that
joyous.
I slept till 4 a.m., like, Sunday morning.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, 4 a.m.? Ooh, good. I slept in late.
Oh, my God.
It's horrible. Yeah, but he walks the neighborhood with her, and he's just all talking to her this morning. We're going to Sonoma. You know the Fairmont, Ella.
Oh, and you said she does. She marches yeah. around there like she owns
does.
The place.
She totally does.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Hey, Bryn, are you bringing Toddy?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
Good. Are you bringing everybody?
I'm bringing everybody. The whole
the
family.
Whole bam, bam.
That's, all right, bam, bam. Plan, thank yeah. you, ma'am. Are you bringing the whole family?
No.
No, oh, that's too bad.
No.
Would have been fun to see. I remember.
Why do you say it like that?
I remember seeing
it's
Isla
hard,
at one
why.
Of those.
Because it's a whole thing.
It's,
huh?
it's hard. Yeah.
Is it the first or second one, maybe? She came to the pool party. She was little, and someone else had
Isla?
A kid there, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isla was maybe two.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like Isla came last
well, Isla,
year, though. I was playing
Isla
in the pool with
and
her.
And Cameron were playing around with each other.
Oh, that's right. So
it's
she's
fun.
Come more
Watch
than
we
once
were,
to this.
Yeah. We were at the secret show during that time, and I think Anita and Christina ran into each other somewhere on the property.
Right.
And they were hanging out. And then I got sent some pictures during the secret show with Isla
Aww.
And the baby. And I was like, oh, this is cute.
Darling. Oh, my God. We have to get Edie and Cameron together.
Diamond.
Yeah, Diamond. I know. My brain goes between both of them.
Yeah, this time we're not, but it's just one of those things. Like, there's so much going on.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about it. She goes, hey, is that thing coming up?
Well, you told her you had the day off, and she's like, oh, the,
no.
great, the day I go down to get your mother? That's great.
I yeah. don't hate you at all.
at all.
Well, I've done that a few times now, and actually, my mom helps her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot. Like, that's a pressure relief where you see Christina actually go, I'm going to go for a run. And my mom's like, okay, honey, bye. I'm sitting there with the baby, and
yeah,
my
so
mom's
great.
Happy.
It is just so wonderful.
Christina's happy.
Yeah.
It is. So, I really regret, like, when my kids were little, not having any family around here at all. Because those are the only people you can really dump your kids on and be like, I thank you. And they're like, no problem. I love them.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like you love them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, but then, you know, it's nice. It is nice not living near family.
Well, yeah, we don't live near her. Yeah. That's the point.
Yeah.
We got to go get her.
Yep.
So is your mom staying up till after the wedding?
I think so.
Oh, wow. That's a
good.
Long
yeah,
stay.
Yeah, we don't want her to go back and forth like that.
Oh, no. And she's right. I'm sure she's got a role to play.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is... The whole thing. Yeah. Yep.
Is Isla the little flower girl?
You know, there have been a lot of discussions about what her role is. Mm-hmm. She thinks she's the daughter bride, but I don't know that she understands that.
She thinks it's her wedding.
Yeah.
That's
like
sweet.
Just up there at the altar as well.
Yeah.
She's in love with you. You know how, like, I was in love with my dad.
I was in love with my dad.
Like,
too.
I really thought that I would marry my dad when I grew up. Yeah. And, you know, well, obviously I'm going to marry dad.
Duh.
Because you don't. You
get
know,
out the way, mom.
It's There's Ooh, nothing
bitch.
Wrong with it, people who are getting all creeped out. You just. Yeah. It's just the way you feel about your dad, you know, when you got a good one.
Yeah.
Right.
Like the thing she said about, you know, you picked a good one. And...
Yeah, no, she's into me.
Yeah.
I like her a lot, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. She can probably tell.
Right.
Which is why she loves you so much.
It's hard to...
She's the apple of your eye.
Mm-hmm.
To use corrective measures.
Well, when you're yelling the F word at the top of your lungs, what are you
going
to do?
Oh, my God,
to
I was driving
her?
Today, and I swear I thought about that so much on the way in today. I was like, oh, my God.
Well, you know, that's instinctual, right?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
I mean, someone hits you, that's...
You can't help it, Vinny.
I spent yesterday on the phone with the insurance...
Oh, again? My God, what fun!
...to explain the story, and I even included that part. I was just sitting there, and I was blasted from behind.
Hot.
Is it?
Kind of. As they're recording you, Vinny. You know, everything's recorded.
Right.
The insurance records you.
Yep.
So I just said, yeah, I yelled the F word, and then my 5-year-old yelled it 2 seconds later.
Well, she was also very surprised, I'm sure.
She was real... Well, no, she heard me and was trying that word on. Like, she tried to slip that under the...
What did Christina say about that?
You can't help but laugh.
Laugh, yeah. Secretly.
Boy said, nothing funnier than a 5-year-old yelling at me.
Yeah. Just...
You have to go, oh my God, oh, that's bad. As you're trying not to...
Human, did you
horrible.
Hear this? Whom,
I heard...
Someone hit Vinny.
Yeah.
The other day.
In the rear.
Yeah, the minivan, right? Everyone keeps talking about the minivan.
The Vinny
van. Yeah, the Vinny
van.
Anyway.
The mini Vinny van.
I was really talking more about, there's one of the things I've been dealing with is she asks for stuff and doesn't say please. And I'm like, okay, you're 5 years old and 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't tell you again to say please. I've had it.
Right.
And she looks at me like, I'm sorry. I'm like, okay, then get it through your head. When you ask for stuff, you say, please. I can't have you out there in the world being a little tyrant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know that even though they're less respectful at home, I've found I get reports back from people about what good kids they are and they're out. They're like, oh, I can't believe how polite your child is. And I'm thinking to myself, really, my child? That kid? That's good news.
Yeah. Well.
What my kid's staying with a family out at Stinson this week.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, one of his friends.
He's leaving his room?
Yes, he's actually out of the house. He has friends in the real world. It's actually quite a nice change.
Are these the kids from...
His band, yeah.
Oh, wait, the band? I thought the band disbanded.
Well, the band did disband because everyone in the band is busy, and so they're on a break, Vinny.
Okay.
But he's good friends with this one kid who's very talented. This kid's name is Chaz.
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 Oh my God, that is so trendy.
Isn't it? Well, isn't that short for Charles? Chaz?
I've never heard
Chaz.
That.
Chaz. I like Chuck, but I've never heard Chaz.
I've heard Chaz before, and I think it's a Charles thing, but I'm not positive. Maybe the kid's name is just Chaz.
Charlie.
Maybe his name is Chase, and it's short for Chase. Chaz.
Chuck.
Yeah, Charlie.
Never heard. Okay.
And Chuck, but Chaz is.
It is for short for Charles.
Okay.
Well, and I don't know if that's what it is, but the kid's name is Chaz, yeah. So he goes out to Stinson, and I was talking to him yesterday because We were invited out there for a potluck. Like, I guess they're having some, but we couldn't, we can't go. You know, I go to bed at 7:30. I can't go out there at dinner time and make it back. And so John was going to try, and we just, the day got away from us because he's working on getting things ready in the backyard and blah, blah, blah. Our lights are working back there now.
Ooh.
I haven't gotten to see them because I don't, you know, I'm in bed when it's right. still light out.
Are we talking about the rusty mustache?
No, no, no. That's already working. I set that up for Sunday. I'm talking about the landscape lights.
Oh.
Which, by the way, you know, this is 3 years ago we started that project. And 2 years ago, or sorry, last year when we did the 4th of July party, the lights were still nowhere near done. But now they're done. Use that. So if you do come, your pathways will be lit.
Sarah, you know I'm going to leave before it gets dark.
I know that. Maybe you should stay just to see the lighting that we did for you.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's out there and I'm texting with him. I go, you know, we'll come get you whenever. Like, make sure you're being helpful around. He goes, Mom, I'm not overstaying my welcome. I'm helping out. I'm like, all right.
Oh,
of course
you
are.
So great.
I'm sure you are. Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I want all kids. I mean, I want your kids to be happy more than.
It was me.
Oh,
you don't
okay.
have to look around, like, wondering where the gurgling came from.
I wondered if it was me.
Maybe it was you.
I'm not close
I didn't
enough
feel it.
To the mic, and I was looking this way, so it was definitely you.
Anyway, I don't want kids to feel the need. I hate the fact that I did it. You rush along through these milestones with this mentality like you just want to be grown.
Right.
That's awful. But I also think that not having normal milestones along the way, you know, I don't like that he's in the house all the time. He's not my kid.
Right.
He could do what he wants, but I like the idea of him being out and getting a little sunshine on his nose.
No, it's great. And you know, for years, he really was in that room. You know, a lot of it was that he was totally, all he cared about was playing his guitar and making music online and doing, you know, and all his friends were online. But in the last year and a half, I would say, he's got friends in the real world. And it's, you know, as a mother, it's a total relief because on Friday and Saturday nights, he has stuff to do. He goes to concerts all the time now. He goes out with his friends. He's always going to the beach.
Good.
Like, I know. It's a relief. And he still
That's
has
good
a good online community. Like, he's going to go visit some kid in Texas this summer.
Oh, didn't he do that before?
No, he went to Oklahoma.
Some kids came here, though.
Yes, a bunch of kids have come here.
That's what I thought.
Actually, there's a bunch of kids in
us.
Santa Cruz that he knows, but he only knew them from online. And then, you know, and they're dorks just like him. So he, you know, they'd meet up places. And but now he's got kids, you know, that he went to school with. And I'm like, oh, great. Oh, you get all these friends just as you graduate from high school. Awesome.
Am I looking at Rachel?
Rachel? Where's Rachel?
I don't know.
Is that Rachel on your Instagram?
Yeah, I posted a picture of me and Bryn.
Is it a throwback Thursday?
No, because we're reviewing Toy Story 4.
Oh, is she coming in?
No, it's just me and
Where's
Bryn.
Where's Rachel?
Why isn't
she
coming in?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to overdo.
Where's Rachel?
I don't want to overdo the Rachel thing.
Like Brynny overdoes the reverb.
No, Bryn's sound effects are always A+.
A++.
10 out of 10.
Second to none, thanks.
Yeah. So today, you're taking off early. You have a doctor's appointment or something?
You'll barely notice.
Are you kidding me? I'll totally notice.
You'll barely notice.
I already
You're going to barely notice.
So we're going to do the movie review. We'll do it right at 9.
Oh, when we come back. Well, sounds like we're going to get extra time.
You're going to get as much time as you want.
We'll just end early.
Yeah, we'll end early. So you're...
okay.
Listen, my sister's at my house and I haven't even seen her yet. I can't wait to get home and see
Tina
her.
Tina Taco?
The Taco Tina came in last night. Her flight landed at like 11.
Does she know why you call her that?
She was the one behind it, I think. Got to take a bite of the Tina Taco
down there.
She started that.
I don't remember who started it, but
she
was in on it.
All the guys are into that.
Well, she's into it.
Oh, she's into it. Well, I don't know why you wouldn't be.
Tacos are delicious.
Tacos are delicious. Who doesn't like tacos?
Yeah.
Find me someone who doesn't like a taco. Come on.
What's that kid's name?
DJ Khaled?
No.
what?
He won't do it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
He won't eat tacos.
I wonder why you said that. What kid?
Michael
What's
Douglas?
The situation?
No, I'm totally... and we know this guy. We've known... He's the kid who was on The Secret Show and ended up coming out right
Viagra.
After.
Viagra.
You're right.
Right.
Dark, wet.
Cold.
Yeah, that's right. Cold.
You're like,
what are you? Are you into dead people?
What is wrong with you?
That kid has done so well.
I know, yeah. and I actually follow him on Facebook, yeah. And I'm a fan.
I talk
and,
to him all the time,
and I know he's continued in. Yeah. But my point being, it just made me think of that. His description when he was with
of
this
tacos,
lady.
Yeah. He thinks they're cold and dark. And
we were all like, what is wrong? And then we start asking questions, and you're like, does this guy not know?
He doesn't know he's gay.
He didn't know.
No. He didn't know.
He didn't know. No. And then,
luckily, he had us to tell him.
Yeah. A little later, there he is.
He's the boyfriend.
Right.
I'm like, oh, all right.
And I think that girl, that other intern that he was with, got married.
Oh, good. Thank goodness.
Last year or something like that.
She was a nice girl.
You know, speaking of old
interns. He dated one of our interns. That's the one whose area he was.
Yeah.
His taco he was discussing.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yes.
No, you guys, you got to listen to it. He went to Palm Springs, like, with,
with
family.
With his mother-in-law or something.
And the lady was older and had stuffed
He's
animals
right.
on
yeah.
her bed.
Yeah.
It wasn't with a coworker.
Well, he did go with one of our coworkers.
Well, I don't know about that, but I know the story we heard was from some older lady that
was
in
a friend of his mom's or something.
Okay, that sounds right. That's right. It's coming back. Another intern contacted me a couple weeks ago. The intern who shall not be named. Remember, what is it? Butt.
Snooki and Butt.
Yeah. He had this story about Snooki and Butt. Yeah. He wanted to come on.
And what? Tell us another story about Snooki and Butt.
Know.
That was that dude peeked on that. He came back to tell us about a science project or something that he did. And we're just like,
about the fruit.
Yeah. Fruit that was arranged in like junk.
Yeah.
Oh boy, we've had some great interns.
I know.
Marcos is alone
so
today.
Great. He is. Gabby is away today, so Marcos is hanging.
He's holding
tight
down the fort over there.
Doing well. Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, it's already Thursday. As we started with this break,
Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. 1 week from today, we're doing our show live. This regular show. From the Fairmont Sonoma Mission in his body. I can't believe it's next week. I'm so excited.
Is that how many people are begging you for tickets?
I feel terrible because I have turned down so many people.
Mm.
We've done it a different way. We don't have this guest list that we've always had. And we give away tickets on event. I was going to say something, but it wasn't that. RadioAlice.com is where they came from. So.
Rakuten.
Wasn't on Rakuten.
It was Rakuten, yes. No. Thank you. So, I've turned down so many people.
Turned down for what?
Oh, I can smell Friday in the air.
Turned down for what?
I don't know if Promotions is going to release some more on RadioAlice.com. I keep asking, and I don't get an answer. So
I don't know when that contest ends either, but I know we have a few more trips to give away the rest of today and tomorrow.
Right.
So 10 more chances to get qualified, 5 today, 5 tomorrow. But there's also an online component to this.
There is. Go and
register, and this is your way to win the final grand prize, which is the two-night stay when we're there. And tickets to the secret show and tickets to the pool party afterward.
Woo-hoo.
It is such a good time. So anyway, next Thursday, mark your calendar. Even if you don't get tickets, this one's open to the public. There's breakfast. There's seating. There's us. You know, whatever it takes to get you in the door there. We need an audience at 6 a.m. because I'm telling you, these people will not be using the water method. And no one who's at the secret show party the night before is going to be there the next day. I sense it in the air. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This is going to be a great show. Stand by.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.